Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a place to slow down so that you can live with a bit more intention, then this is it. You've come to the right place. Every week, I invite you to explore the ways you can organize the complicated parts of life so that you can enjoy what truly matters most. You guys, it is one of the biggest weeks of the year over here at Simplified. We have just launched a brand new batch of Simplified planners into the world. We've got all new 2022 Simplified planners. Those are the ones that begin in January. And products in gorgeous patterns that you are going to love, like my absolute favorite, the Simplified Planner Daily Edition in the Kelly Green Bee. Seriously, when I tell you how many times we sampled this product to get that green just right, it's like not too warm, not too cool. It is the quintessential Kelly Green. It is so good. Okay, I digress. We only make a limited number of planners in each pattern, so hurry over to emilylay.com so you can snag your 2022 Simplified Planner in your favorite new pattern today. And don't forget, it might be September, but it is the perfect time to start your Christmas shopping early. So September is one of my favorite times of year. I don't care if I'm 38 years old, there's something so exciting about pulling together fresh notebooks and pencils and office supplies and getting organized, even if I'm not the one going to school. In the movie You've Got Mail, when Meg Ryan talked about loving bouquets of freshly sharpened pencils, I always thought, me too. It doesn't matter what age you are, a fresh slate makes us hum with possibility. September is also one of my favorite times of year because over here at Simplified, we're helping our community get the most out of their brand new Simplified planners. We try to give you new ideas and really tactical tips that you can try out and put into your routines, and also try to answer some of your most burning questions on how to organize and simplify your life. Lately, I've been hearing this question a lot, and I get this a lot around launch time, but also during the year. How can I use a hybrid planning system, one that uses digital stuff and paper? I'm required to use iCal or Outlook or one of those things for work, but I also want to use my Simplified Planner to run my day. Help me. I get the feeling, I totally know this. You want to make sure you're giving your team at work what they need to plan their days, or your family, or whoever you have to use like a joint calendar with. And you want to make sure you're not missing any meetings and appointments. But you also want to use your Simplified Planner without feeling like you're doing redundant work and recording too much information everywhere. I totally get it. The struggle is real. I am happy to say that I have actually personally been using a hybrid system for many, many years, and I've really gotten the hang of it. I can tell you it's entirely possible to use a digital calendar and a paper planner together without feeling like you're recording too much stuff everywhere or missing anything. Digital calendars give you a big picture look at your obligations, while your Simplified Planner is really great with the details of the day-to-day. It helps me run my day, family-wise and business and work, all in one place, and get the most productivity out of it. I really think that you're going to like this system, and so we're going to break it down. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me just say this. I don't want you to feel like you have to follow my system exactly. If something feels like it's too much, then feel free to drop it. Take only what you need here and leave the rest. We all have different lives and different circumstances and are in different seasons. Okay, here we go. Here are five really great tips on how to use a digital calendar and a paper planner together successfully. Number one, keep your work digital calendar up to date, or your family digital calendar. Whatever you're using a digital calendar for, keep it up to date. Make sure that it is always up to date with the most recent information. So I use a digital calendar for work. I also have one for family stuff that I need to share with Brian at all times. He travels a lot for work. I travel a lot for work. And so we have to kind of like have something that's really, really up to date that we can both access from multiple places. So right now at Simplified, though, we are a team of nine and we all work remotely. So if you spent any time working remotely, then you know one of the keys to making it all work is communicating expectations clearly, like when you're available for meetings and appointments. Keeping an updated digital calendar is one of the easiest ways to show your team when you're available to talk, not to mention it's kind and professional. At Simplified, we use iCal via Google Calendar to send meeting requests and share availability for meetings. If you tend to book lots of appointments with people outside your team, or even schedule interviews or other kinds of things, PR-related stuff, I highly recommend a service called Calendly. I actually used Calendly during my recent book release for Growing Boldly with the amazing woman who was managing public relations and any podcasts I was on and that kind of thing. I put my availability into Calendly. It synced over with my digital calendar, and she was able to book things for me without having to like ask me every time. It was really great. Calendly hooks up to your digital calendar. That word is so hard to say, Calendly, and automatically syncs with the times that you have available so that someone who's interested in a meeting or scheduling something for you, they can just see instantly when you're free. Then click on a time that works for them, schedule the time to meet, all without exchanging a whole bunch of back and forth emails. It's just simplified. You can even customize your availability on different days in case you need to schedule a block for deep, uninterrupted work. So let me tell you, especially for busy seasons, it's really a lifesaver. Number two, share a personal digital calendar with your family. Running your own personal calendar can feel manageable, but when you have five people's schedules, three of them under the age of 11, who you're trying to account for, then this is where a digital calendar can come in really handy. My husband Brian and I have a digital family calendar we share together on iCal. We do it so we can both have access to up-to-date info on kids' schedules, work schedules, travel, important dates for our family, all that stuff. This one's pretty straightforward. If we're out and about, we use our phones to make any changes to our family's digital calendar. Super easy. Number three, every week. Now, this is where the two calendars meet, okay? So you've done a really good job of keeping up with your digital calendar, and here is where the hybrid system happens. Every week, copy all of your appointments, important dates, deadlines, dinner plans, schedules, whatever, into the simplified planner. If you've been around me for long, then you know what I'm about to say. Every Sunday morning, I like to brew a cup of coffee, spend a few minutes planning for my week, and this is where my simplified planner comes in. I pull out my simplified planner, a pen, my digital calendars, then I take all my meetings, appointments, and all that stuff, and I write each one in my planner, okay, so for the week. Then I'll grab Brian, we'll talk about our schedules for the week, who's going where, who's going to be home late, who's picking up what kid from where, that kind of thing. I'll make note of that in my planner. And then from that point on, I am living out of my simplified planner. If anything changes on my digital calendar, I'll update it in my planner. But I am like living out of my simplified planner at that point for the week, okay? So if you're new, again, to the Simplified Planner community, every Sunday I have a checklist called Sunday Prep List. And this is about how to prepare for the week ahead, just a really simple four steps so that you can start the week calm and ready to tackle everything that is going to be thrown at you. One of the Sunday prep steps happens to be filling in the tasks and appointments for the week, which we just talked about. So next, I like to plan meals for the week ahead. We talked about meal planning a couple weeks ago on episode 27, where I mentioned that our family likes to eat the same thing all week for breakfast and lunch. We're kind of boring in that department, just to keep it simple. And then every morning, you know, we might have bagels all week, or we might do ham sandwiches for lunch all week. Then I will plan a different meal for each night of the week. So if you'd like more details on meal planning and how to make it easier and how we do it, go back to episode 27. It's really good, but I will say this. Meal planning gives me so much sanity during the week. It is not my favorite thing to do. So doing it and making sure it's done, it just saves me from that anxious moment at like 5:30 when you're like standing in the refrigerator staring, what's for dinner? I highly recommend you add meal planning to your Sunday routine if you haven't already. Okay, then I like to tidy up the house for a clean slate for Monday. This doesn't have to be super extensive. I start by cleaning the clutter around the home. I do a laundry basket thing where I walk the house, throw everything in the laundry basket, dump it out, sort it by room, and then the kids, everybody helps me put stuff away. Do a load of laundry, and last but not least, it's so important to fill your tank, of course, on Sunday. So make sure you've got your Sunday plan down pat. You've got your plans for the week from your digital calendar into your simplified planner. Like that is your Sunday, and it's key that you do it every Sunday so that the system, the hybrid system, keeps working. Sometimes I find joy in the smallest things, like stocking my pantry with good soap, or breaking out new scents for my house that match the season. Bonus points if those products are healthy for my family and the planet. And Grove Collaborative makes all of my fall fresh scent dreams come true. Grove takes the guesswork out of going green. And right now, it's the best time of year to become a Grove member because fall scents are coming out. And right now, they've got a super offer for new customers. You can get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set with your first order of $20 or more. The hardest part is choosing which scents you want for your bundle. Are you feeling like apple cider or acorn spice? Maybe you want the Grove exclusive scents like pear tree and spiced pumpkin that you can't find anywhere else. It's a tough choice, I know. To get your free Mrs. Meyers fall bundle, just go to emilylay.com/grove and place your first order for $20 or more today. That's emilylay.com/grove to sign up and get your free Mrs. Meyers gift set when you spend $20 on your first order. Number four, keep your simplified planner updated with changes. So after I record all those, you know, weekly appointments and dates from my digital calendar into my simplified planner, from that point forward, any changes in my digital calendar, they have got to get made in my simplified planner. And that is the key. You have to make sure those calendars stay synced. Make the changes in your simplified planner as soon as it's made on the digital calendar, or just get in the habit of updating your simplified planner each morning as you start your day. It's super simple step, but just super, super important. That point forward, your task list, your meal plan, everything is living in your simplified planner, and you have a really reliable, up-to-date place to go for information. Number five, use your simplified planner to time block and break down tasks each day. So we're going to get a little bit more granular now about how to use your simplified planner when it comes to your task list, right? There are a lot of great electronic task lists. I keep a master task list in a program called Asana. That's A-S-A-N-A. That is the project management system that Team Simplified uses for everything, every single thing we do. But again, you know, I like to say I use my digital calendar and my digital task list for the big picture things and my simplified planner for the details. Those are the really small things, like the individual tasks that I'm going to do each day, the meal planning and that kind of thing. So at the start of every day, I will sit down at my desk with my simplified planner. I look over my iCals just to make sure I've got everything synced for the day, like we talked about, meetings, appointments, all that. I look at my Asana list and pull out the tasks I'm going to do that day, and I write them down. I just get such satisfaction out of crossing out an item and knowing that, like, I'm not looking at a list of 100 tasks, like my master to-do list. I'm looking at, you know, the 6 or 7 that I want to accomplish in that day. So after I do that, I organize these tasks around the open time blocks in my day, and this is called time blocking. So if you're looking for your days to become more productive, then this is a really good method to try. You won't always be super accurate on your estimates, 100%, but that is okay. Having a roadmap of how you could get your list done will keep you more on target than just trying to keep it all in your head. If you don't finish everything that day, simply carry it into the next day of your planner. And also, I say this all the time, but don't be afraid to get your planner messy. The daily version of the simplified planner has a big blank space at the top for you to use however you like. I use this section to record notes for meetings, phone calls. I also use this space for like all day events. And then there's also note spaces at the bottom where you can keep any information that you like. Also, you can color code, use stickers, use highlighters, make it work for you however you need to do it. Listen, there are as many systems for organizing your time as there are cereals in the cereal aisle. These are just a few ways I've found that work for me. If you have some tips or tricks for the way that you like to organize your life, whether you are all digital or all paper or a hybrid like me, I want to hear about it. Do you use a digital calendar for work and let your planner run everything else? Does your family have a command station with a calendar you share? I love to hear how other people organize their time. So leave me a comment on the Instagram post for this episode at Emily Lay or at Simplified, or leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. As you leave this space and go about your day, I'd love to pray a little blessing over you. May you fill your calendar with work that matters and people you love. May you live each day with the joy that comes from living with intention and purpose. And every day, may you carve space to care for yourself the way a dear friend would. As always, at the end of each episode, I like to leave you with a tip to add simplicity to your life. Here's my idea for this week. There are tasks that happen maybe once a month or even seasonally. As you go through and mark important dates in your simplified planner, remind yourself to complete these tasks. Think about monthly to-dos, like replacing air filters, or quarterly tasks, like changing the oil in your car, or paying quarterly taxes if you're an entrepreneur. Then, for a little extra peace of mind, put these dates in your Reminders app. That way, you'll have two different methods for remembering and executing these tasks. A little redundancy can really go a long way. Thank you for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling excited to get cracking on using your digital calendar and paper planner together. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at simplified. And don't forget, you can watch the Simplified Podcast on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay and subscribe to my channel so you never miss an episode. And if you liked what you heard on the show today, then you should definitely grab a copy of my newest book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. I hope you subscribe to the Simplified Podcast wherever you listen so you can catch this podcast in your feed every single week. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, I would love, 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 love it if you would hop over there and leave me a review. It would mean so much to me. It's a simple but very powerful way to get this show into the hands of other listeners who might enjoy it. That's all for now. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.